Hey, Happy Friday. And just a reminder, you're not going insane, the world around you is. So take a deep breath and have some tech news to calm your nerves. We learned that Bluetooth now works up to 10 kilometers, HDMI just got competition from China, and Temu and Shein are probably completely done in the US. Welcome to the Friday Checkout. This video is sponsored by Brilliant. Okay, for my first story of the week, a new flagship smartphone chip just launched with Bluetooth that can reach up to 10 kilometers or something like 6 miles. Specifically, it's MediaTek's latest chip called the Dimensity 9400 Plus, which will power many Android devices soon. Overall, this is a pretty minor upgrade from the regular Dimensity 9400 with boosts to its CPU and AI capabilities, for example, but the major upgrade is that it now supports Bluetooth connections up to 10 kilometers. They explicitly say that this is the maximum distance that you'll get when you have line of sight, and you'll theoretically need two compatible phones to be on both sides with this chip, but that's pretty amazing already. Of course, in the real world, there's walls and trees and everything else in between, but even just a kilometer or two would turn Bluetooth into a completely different type of connectivity. All of this is part of the long-range Bluetooth 5 standard, which forces devices to repeat packages 2 or 8 times, which makes it easier for devices at the edge of the connection to have a chance at catching the complete message. Sending the data again and again just to make sure that it somehow arrives eventually means that this is not going to be for high bandwidth applications, but still pretty cool. Now, the predecessor called the Dimensity 9400 already claimed a 1.5 kilometer distance, and that was adopted by brands like Vivo, Oppo, and OnePlus, which all made claims about their long-distance communication at launch. Oppo called their solution BeaconLink for offline communication, and they said that it was a lifeline when networks went down or were unavailable. That reminds me of satellite connections on phones as well, and I guess it's good to have both options. On the positive side, I think this sounds great for something like a Bluetooth-enabled mesh network, but on the negative side, I'm a little bit worried about how this might enable something like advertisers to track you where you are from multiple kilometers away. I don't know if that would work for sure, but it sounds a little bit creepy. Anyway, and speaking of interesting new standards, HDMI just got a major competitor out of China. An alliance of Chinese companies called the Shenzhen 8K UHD Video Industry Cooperation Alliance, which consists of the likes of Skyworth, TCL, Huawei, Tencent, and many others, has announced a new standard called GPMI, which is short for General Purpose Media Interface. There are two versions, where one is called Type-C, which will physically look like a USB-C plug, and will also be compatible with USB-C, just like Thunderbolt is too, and then there's also a Type-B plug, which looks like a whole new type of connector. And yes, you're seeing that right, Type-B can do a pretty bonkers 480 watts plus also 192 gigabits per second in bandwidth, while Type-C can do a more modest but still pretty impressive 240 watts and 96 gigabits per second. Both should be plenty powerful, and this means that unlike HDMI, this standard can carry power as well, not just a display signal. This is the best image I could find of a Type-B connector being plugged into some test equipment to get a rough sense of scale for it, and in this image you can see some chips presumably used for encoding and decoding, which appear to be made by Huawei's HiSilicon. That said, the standard itself is free for anyone to use, so there should be multiple chip vendors too. All of this reminds me a little bit of this famous meme from XKCD that tells you why we end up with an infinite number of new standards instead of one really good universal one. That said, 480 watts over a display cable that is also using a free standard is pretty cool, so I guess I'm not gonna complain. Okay, and for my third story of the week, I think people in the US can completely say goodbye to the likes of Temu, Shein, and Amazon Haul. The first blow came from the fact that Trump announced the end of the so-called de minimis rule beginning on the 2nd of May, which is the exemption that allowed packages below $800 in value to enter the US without having to pay customs. The likes of Temu, Shein, and also Amazon reportedly imported 1.4 billion packages in 2024 alone, which is a pretty bonkers amount. Bloomberg explains that the US will now charge a customs rate of 90% of their value, which is up from a previous plan to levy a 30% ad valorem tax. If I understand correctly, that is on top of the regular tariff rate from China, which on its own would already make it impossible to run this business model, but it's actually not everything. There's more. There's also a postal item fee of parcels entering the US of $75 from the 2nd of May, and then that is supposed to increase to $150 per parcel starting on the 1st of June. Last time Trump announced these were at $25 and $50, so things are really escalating. These postal fees in particular would make shipping basically anything to the US impossibly expensive, so let's see whether these actually get implemented as is or whether Trump will change his mind for the 14th time on that. Anyway, onto our release monitor, Oppo launched the Find X8 Ultra in China. This is their new high-end model with a better display, a bigger battery, and also 4 50-megapixel camera sensors with Hasselblad branding. Sadly, it won't come to global markets. Next, in fun announcements, Vivo showed off a photography kit for the upcoming Vivo X200 Ultra, and that includes a pretty crazy 8.7x optical zoom add-on lens with Zeiss branding, along with a fancy grip with a scroll wheel and more. Bring on the weird stuff, I guess. And last in our release monitor is that Samsung's Bolli just went up for pre-order, with a sale expected as soon as this summer, and the company also announced that it will now come with Google's Gemini so it can understand what it is seeing and hearing. This thing will either be insanely fun, or insanely creepy, or insanely disappointing, or all of the above. I usually say product links are down in the description, but this week that's only for the Samsung pre-order because all the other stuff is China only. Anyway, on to the brief, which starts with more tariff news. By now, you've probably heard that Trump reduced those to 10% for 90 days for most of the world, except on China, where they now raise them to 145%. And I won't say more on this because presumably between me filming this and the video actually going live in a few hours, there'll be a dozen new changes. Anyway, Apple apparently airlifted 600 tons of iPhones from India to beat Trump's tariffs, which is about 1.5 million devices. That is pretty impressive, but it's only about 2% of Apple's annual iPhone sales globally, so it's not exactly a long-term solution. Next, in government efficiency, Musk's Doge team fired self-driving car experts at the agency that actually regulates Tesla. No way, you're telling me that billionaires are using the power that they have to deregulate themselves? Never in a million years would I have believed that. Anyway, moving on, Windows leaker Phantom of Earth discovered a new start menu design in builds of Windows 11, which is now bigger and has more options for customization. I never actually look at the start menu, I just hit start and start typing right away, but what do you think about this change? And meanwhile, in official Microsoft news, the company had its 50th birthday this week, which included things like Steve Ballmer recreating the legendary developers, developers, developers chant. It included employees protesting against Microsoft supplying the Israeli military in their war against Gaza. And of course, it also included loads of AI talk. Copilot Vision was probably my highlight, which allows Copilot to look at what Windows insiders are now doing on their computers to get help in real time. But there were also AI-generated podcasts by Copilot, deep research, and more. And still with AI, Meta released Llama 4, its new crop of flagship AI models with multimodal capabilities for broad visual understanding. Hilariously, Meta had to deny that it artificially boosted Llama 4's benchmark scores after it did suspiciously well in the benchmarks, but only with their unreleased versions of Llama 4. Did they cheat? I don't know, but it's Zuckerberg, so I'll just assume that they did. And in pretty brutal news, the information reported that Apple's AI/ML group has now been dubbed Aimless, with Siri being referred to as a hot potato that continually gets passed between different teams with no significant improvements. Ouch. But hey, with seemingly everything revolving around AI these days, maybe you want to learn how these large language models actually work, like for real. And if that's the case, my sponsor Brilliant has a fantastic course called How LLMs Work that does just that, along with another really good one called Introduction to Neural Networks. I even use these myself as research for some of my own AI videos, and they're a really nice introduction to the topic. Brilliant is an online learning platform for STEM skills, which includes computer science topics such as the AI stuff that I just mentioned, but also plain old physics, maths, biology, engineering, and more. It is a really nice platform for learning all of this stuff, and their methodology is to take really big, complicated topics like neural networks, then to break those down into many smaller, manageable chunks, and to then give you an interactive exercise to solve after each little learning. This not only makes learning with Brilliant way more fun than just passively absorbing knowledge from somewhere, it also makes it much easier for the learnings to actually stick with you, as interactivity helps with understanding and retention. To try Brilliant for free, visit brilliant.org/TFC, which you can also find in the description, or scan the QR code on screen. You'll also get 20% off an annual premium subscription if you choose to get one. Happy learning, and I'll see you next Friday.